Good morning, dear listener. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Ethan Flores, and here I am once again, by God's grace, wanting to share the devotional this morning. And I pray to the Lord Almighty God that you be blessed by the little devotional that we will have this morning. And I'd like to share a couple verses in Mark chapter 6. And it says, in Mark chapter 6, then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Verse 5, Now he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the village in a circuit teaching. So, dear listener, this morning I'd like to share a couple thoughts on this couple verses I read. You know, the very first verse tells us that Christ decided to come into his own country. He came to his own country in the time where he had a short time had started his ministry. He went on to his own country, and I can think of him desiring to come and share the gospel with his own, to share the gospel with, you know, his cousins, his relatives, his own family, his own probably neighbors. And I could picture him, his heart for them and the desire to come and share the great good news that his heavenly Father had for his neighbors and friends and family in his own country. In verse 2 says, and when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? So here we are. Here on we see the first reaction. The first reaction, think about this, the reaction that the people had when they start hearing this Jesus. I picture people there that knew Christ as a child, as a teenager. And now, here he is, sharing, preaching, teaching with authority. And it says that they were astonished, and they went on saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him? And such mighty works are performed by his hands. They were astonished. They were astonished to see somebody they knew all their life, and a man would do all these mighty works, would do all these mighty miracles. In verse 3, is this not the carpenter? They start questioning. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James? And they went on with saying, are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. And it's amazing to see, first of all, they were astonished. They were amazed. But as they kept thinking and they realized that these mighty works, these mighty miracles were coming from a man that they knew, it says they got offended. They got offended. So first reaction was astonished, and now they're getting offended because it is a simple man to them. It wasn't revealed to them that he was the Son of God. But they didn't believe. They had unbelief in their hearts. And they were just looking at their neighbor, at their nephew, at their cousin. I think of a picture of Christ's family, earthly family. Just, yes, you know, yes, they witnessed the mighty works, but you know what? It's Jesus. We know their parents. We know his sisters. You know, he's not a Pharisee. He's not a scribe. And so they minimize the great work that Christ was doing. They had unbelief in their heart and got offended. And with this, I want to just encourage us to, as we go, if you're a believer somewhere, if you go and hear the pure word of God from your brother in Christ, from your pastor, from your bishop, from someone that grew beside us, that we would take it as God's word, that we would honor and have a heart to change and to repent before God when not looking, not caring on who is the word of God being preached, because he uses those that humble themselves. He didn't come to those that were in the high class society. You know, he didn't choose Caesar, the emperor of the Roman Empire. He didn't choose Herod. He didn't go to those that were looked highly upon. But he came to those that are broken in heart. And as we read on here in these verses, in verse 4, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now, he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Oh, what a sad situation. What we can see what unbelief can cause. You know, we can limit God in manifesting, in glorifying himself among us, in us, with our unbelief. So let us this be an example of to have an open heart, to have to open our ears to hear and to do the word of God in our lives, not caring who is coming to us with the word of God. Let us not limit God with our unbelief. In verse 6, you know, this verse amazes me, because if you think about it, Jesus knew all things. Jesus knew their hearts, and yet verse 6 says that he marveled because of their unbelief. He marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. So, dear listener, this morning, my heart is that we would take heed to the word of God. Let us believe. Let us receive with gladness the word of God that's being preached to us. Let us follow the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this precious word that you had for us. Give us, Father, our daily bread. Give us the courage to press on in this life. Give us, Father, the strength to change. Give us the grace to repent and make things right before you, Father, as time is short. We are living in difficult times, Father, but with your grace, it's possible, Lord. So I want to thank you this day, Lord, for your presence in our lives. I pray, Father, that you would go on with us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.